In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor pays a visit to the Campus Bike Project at the U of I.
As he drove home from the grocery last weekend, Don Kiefer of Urbana noticed a bike near the street, set out by a neighbor hoping someone would take it away. Kiefer obliged. He saw in that red 10-speed an economical replacement for the bike his 11-year-old daughter had outgrown. But he also saw that it needed work, a new back tire at least, and he was told by the former owner there was some problem with the pedals, too. Kiefer realized that he probably didn't have all of the knowledge or tools needed to make the bike roadworthy. But he had seen a little place near his office on the U of I campus where he thought he might find those things. The Campus Bike Project, which opened this past spring, occupies garage space off of Pennsylvania Avenue that was donated by the Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability and converted with a grant from U of I Student Sustainability Funds. It's a collaboration between the university and the Urbana Bike Project, which operates as a nonprofit, membership-based bicycle repair shop. So, before going into work on Monday morning, Kiefer wheeled into the Campus Bike Project with his find and bought a family membership. That gave him instant access to lots of cool stuff, including specialized bicycle repair tools, collections of free spare parts, and space and a bike stand to work at. Beyond that, membership gave him access to expertise in the person of Carl Stewart, the Campus Bike Project manager. Over the next few hours, Stewart provided Kiefer with advice and an occasional extra hand as he installed tires, replaced crank bearings, and adjusted the brakes and derailleurs on his daughter's new bike. Most of these operations were new to him, and the process took longer than expected, a partial day's leave, it turned out. But in the end, the red bike was fully restored. I was visiting at the shop while Kiefer was working, and during that time, other people dropped by with various projects of their own. Among them were two sisters from the Chicago suburbs. The older one, a U of I junior, needed to replace a leaking inner tube, which she did herself with a little coaching. The younger, a freshman, needed to buy a bike to get around campus, and she picked up a hybrid that had been refurbished by Bike Project staff for only $75. A worker with Campus Building Services, who bikes recreationally, came in for advice on how to switch cleats from an old pair of cycling shoes to a new pair, and a student who was riding by on her way to class took time to put air in her tires and align her front wheel. It should be understood that the Campus Bike Project is not intended to compete with full-service bicycle stores such as Durst and Champagne Cycle, which play such an important role in our community. It is, rather, to facilitate the reuse of bikes and bike parts and to provide tools, guidance, and a convenient space for people who wish to do some maintenance and repairs on their own. You can learn more about the Campus Bike Project on the web at thecampusbikeproject.org.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.